My name's Jill Willey, and today is the 6th of June 2019, and I'm here with Mrs. Elizabeth Lewis at her home in Raydair. Elizabeth, can we start first of all with your early life, where you were born, where you grew up?
I'm supposed to say now? Yeah. Don't you come on that?
No, that's all right. Yeah, no, just talk. That's fine. Yes. You know, you came from Liverpool, I believe.
I was born in Liverpool.
Yes.
I was there until I was 8 when the war broke out. We moved from there.
So you basically came as an evacuee, did you? Was that the term they used?
Yes, that's right.
To come to Mid Wales, right? And where exactly in Mid Wales did you come to?
Well, my twin and I came to Aberdyfenni, which is a village here on the side of Hunslet, to people my parents knew. Everyone had to take refugees anyway. So we went, that was a big house, and they were very important people in the village, really. And my other sisters, they were twins, went to a small holding near Clywedog Dam, called the Dollars. And they were there with three old aunts, very quaint old aunts. They wore clogs and long black skirts and that. They were very old, very ancient. But oh, they loved it there.
Well, that would have been quite an uprooting, but what a lovely...
We were all split up.
You set up. That's a bit unfortunate, I suppose. Still.
And my brother up in Bangor with his school.
Right. But you all came to very rural settings then, totally different from Liverpool,
oh,
I'm sure.
Absolutely, yeah. Mm. No bathroom, no, you know, water outside, no water in. It was quite different. I had to light the fire, get the sticks and things for the fire to boil the kettle sort of things. And a little oil lamp, a little oil stove. I remember something about that, but not like today with the electric.
Well, people today just wouldn't recognise places like that.
I'd like to go and see it now, see what it's like.
I'm sure you will. I hope you have the opportunity. Right, so you were living in Mid Wales, and I believe at some point in your life you trained as a nurse. Did you go back to Liverpool to do that?
Yes, I did. Mm. Royal Infirmary in Liverpool. There for 4 years.
Back to Liverpool. I certainly remember my own mother meeting you in the orthopaedic hospital in Gaboin in the very early 50s.
Yes, I remember that.
Mm. I was a very little girl there, but Mum did tell me about that. Yes. If I can ask, how did you come to marry Alan? How did you come to meet him?
He was a blind date. And I went on this Sunday afternoon to both my twin and her boyfriend, and Alan was friendly with him. That's where we met. That's going back a bit.
Indeed. What a lovely memory. And that blind date was obviously meant to be, wasn't it? Especially in a lovely place like Borth. Mm. You certainly came to the best part of the world, didn't you, your early years and your early years of knowing Alan, of course. Fine. So when you decided to get married then, farming life wasn't really new to you at all. You'd had quite a bit of experience.
And small holding. Yes, we got used to the animals. You know, we could milk and do all sorts of things.
Right, so it wasn't just a big shock being thrown into farming life. Right.
And of course they had men, you know, the women didn't really have to go out on the farm to do anything like that. Today, the women all go out on their wives to help their husbands.
It seems that way, yes. Do you have any special memories of them farming in Kevilcaido as you were living then?
Nothing that stands out, you know, it was just everyday things that we had to do. We had to separate it. We always milked. We never bought any milk until we went to live in town. We used to milk and separate it and make butter, churn and things. The lady, wives today all go out to work, don't they?
They seem to, yes.
Like then you hadn't got time to do your own work, never mind go out there anyway, with no electric or anything.
That's so hard to believe, isn't it? No electric. We take these things for granted, don't we? Yes. Right. What about significant events in Raydair? Is there anything you remember in
Raydair? I remember Wilfred Pickles coming here.
He came to the railway station, am I right?
And yes, I think so.
To people there.
I seem to remember something like that. Otherwise, just the usual things, the sheepdog trials and the carnival and all sorts of things that went on, didn't they?
Yes,
and
are
still going on.
And are still going on, that's correct, yes. You know, important events in the calendar of Rheda. So you brought your family up in Cefn Caido, just on the outskirts
yes.
of Rheda. What a lovely place to bring up children. Caido, Cefn Caido. Now, Cefn, we know, means a ridge or a back. Caido, can you tell me a bit about Caido?
I think Caido was a saint, Caido, up in North Wales, I believe. And there's a tumulus in one of the fields. So I don't know if anybody buried in it or not.
Well, very, very probably, yes. We'll have to get our landscape history group to find out more about that. And I understand that part of the farm was an archway from Abbey Cwm Hir.
Yes, I think that's true.
Yes, yes. And Cefn Caido was also known as Cefn Caido Hall, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Yes. Right, well, a lovely life moving from Liverpool to Mid Wales. What better place to move to, marry and...
I remember being very excited when we had hens and that, we used to chase them and do all sorts of things. We sort of confined in Liverpool to do things, weren't we?
Yes, totally different type of life, I would imagine. Yes. Well, thank you very much for your time and sharing your memories and your experiences, and wish you all the best in the future. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jill.